When do you think was the moment that you kind of decided to yourself that filmmaking was the career for you?
I have always been fascinated with the medium of filmmaking. I kind of attribute it all to my aunt, who was a producer or is a producer in Hollywood. And she made such movies as Tremors and Short Circuit. And seeing how she was able to make films that brought creatures to life was fascinating to me. And, I got to visit her on set a few times, which was cool. Once I kind of got into the arts, I started being able to really deconstruct what makes a film or what makes a visual product. And it was, again, fascinating to me that, if you can control the editing, the music, the sound, the lighting, all of these things add to the emotion, and you could actually make a person feel a certain way. You could, film makes you laugh, it makes you cry, it makes you, feel excited. And to make someone feel through a fake sense of reality is an amazing tool. So I knew I had to explore it.
What were some films early in your life that kind of motivated you that were kind of like, I want to make stuff like this?
Wow. Well, I love films that do things differently. There's classical Hollywood cinema, which is formulated over time to tell stories in a very similar fashion. What I love are directors that dare to do something different. I love Fight Club. I love Memento when it came out. I love all the films that use narrative devices or use devices that are in film, and they twist it a little bit, because by doing so, it creates a whole new perception of reality. And that's what life is about, new perceptions of reality and different kinds of people.
How do you think Love Is All You Need does that?
Let me think about that for a second. Okay. Well, okay. Love Is All You Need is a way. Okay. In 20. Let me think about this, how am I going to phrase this? That's a really loaded question, you understand. Okay. Love Is All You Need is an interesting project because it allows you to take the age-old adage, never truly know someone till you've walked a mile in their shoes, and attribute it to someone that has been bullied, young kids that are being bullied, or anybody that feels prejudiced against because of who they love. We have this saying that love should not define who you are, and that is completely the case. No one should be defined by a stereotypical title. They should be defined by the person they are within themselves, and that's what Love Is All You Need is about. Love Is All You Need is about a world where gay is considered straight and straight is gay, so in essence, the world is reversed. What would it be like to be bullied, beat up, and shunned by your peers for liking someone of the opposite sex? Or, wait, that didn't make sense. What would it be like to be bullied if a boy likes a girl and a girl likes a boy? Imagine if our socio status was reversed, and it kind of explores racism and human rights in a new light.